In agricultural news from AgView.net, interest rates on agricultural loans made by commercial banks increase slightly for some types of lending. However, the Federal Reserve of Kansas City says rates stayed historically low through the first half of the year. Now, the average rate on non-real estate loans about 30 basis points higher than the all-time low that was reached at the end of 2020. The rise largely consistent across all types of loans. In contrast, the average rates on farm real estate loans continue to decline and marked another historic low. Rates also remain comparatively low at the largest commercial banks, and those lenders offered a sizable discount for the lowest risk loans. Now, the smaller lenders continue to provide similar accommodation regardless of the risk. The Fed report says despite the slight increase in rates for operating loans, the historically low interest rate environment and muted demand for agricultural lending suggests that interest expenses have remained low relative to recent years. Profitability in the sector also continued to be supported by strong prices for most major commodities. The slight decline in financing costs for farm real estate may also be providing some ongoing support to those farmland values. 35 years ago, the Beef Checkoff Program became a reality. The Cattlemen's Beef Board, that's the organization responsible for overseeing beef checkoff collection and program funding, will celebrate the program's anniversary during the upcoming Cattle Industry Convention that will take place next month in Nashville. Established as part of the 1985 Farm Bill, the Beef Checkoff is funded by producers and beef importers. They pay a $1 per head assessment on animals that they market or import. The National Marketing and Research Program has one primary goal, and that is driving demand for beef. For more than three decades, the Checkoff and its contractors have been the force behind many beef industry milestones that have influenced how beef is purchased and consumed. You can find a timeline featuring some of the Checkoff's most noteworthy successes over the last 35 years. It's online at CBB's website, drivingdemandforbeef.com. And China's appetite for imported beef is voracious and will continue to grow in the years ahead. That'll benefit U.S. producers and exporters, according to an analysis done by USDA's Foreign Ag Service. China imported a record 1.3 million metric tons of beef, valued at $4.6 billion in the first 5 months of 2021. U.S. beef exports to China grew dramatically in 2020 after the country removed trade barriers as part of the Phase One trade pact with the U.S. Trade continues to grow this year, and overall, U.S. beef exports expected to reach a new record this year, more than 1.5 million tons, or a 16% increase from last year. Find more ag news at agview.net. Stay with us. Marcia Boswell with Kansas Wheat joins us shortly. Welcome to Kansas Ag Report. I'm Ken Rogers. On this week's program, we review this year's Kansas wheat crop with Marcia Boswell from Kansas Wheat. We also have features from the Kansas Soybean Commission, Kansas Department of Agriculture, and Kansas Grain Sorghum, along with our weekly update from the Kansas Livestock Association and market information from Pinion, a division of CAECO Isom.